I just returned with 12 other students and 3 other leaders from Kansas City, spending the week there doing work. But above all, we were all just wanting to be outside of our normal. We can serve Ottawa, and we do serve Ottawa, but to step out of your normal, to truly just seek God, see where he's moving, and join him in it, is the purpose when we step out of our community into another community, is to see the church as a whole, and that we're part of something so much bigger. So 6 of those students are here this morning that are from Grace. Carrington also went, and she was from Grace. So 7 of the 12 were from right here, and they will be sharing with you in part this morning. There will also be another share night when they share a little bit more personally their experience, and we will be sure to let you all know when that is, and would love to see you there as well. So, Abigail.
Well, good morning. My name is Abby Otis, and this is Johanna Yon. And on Sunday, July 9th, we went to Kansas City, Missouri with 10 other community youth group students to serve the Ivanhoe Community and City Union Mission through a ministry called Next Step. Ivanhoe was settled in the 1890s by German immigrants and was built throughout the 1930s by middle class and working class white families. However, the Brown vs. Topeka Board of Education decision to integrate schools initiated by the steady migration of white families to the suburbs. By the 1980s and 90s, the Ivanhoe neighborhood was marked by drug houses, crime, falling poverty values, and continued decline in population. The Renaissance Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council. The renaissance of the neighborhood came in 1997 when a resident, Alan A. Young, and his wife, Yolanda, took the lead in organizing prayer vigils that resulted in the closing of 6 drug houses and the revitalization of the Ivanhoe Neighborhood Council. A strategic plan to revive Ivanhoe to thrive once again was developed. Funding has followed, and today, Ivanhoe is widely considered one of the strongest neighborhood associations in Kansas City. Throughout the week, we cleared out different lots that needed to be maintained within Ivanhoe. And as Cody would say, it was a lot of work.
As Abby mentioned, we also worked at City Union Mission. For nearly 100 years, City Union Mission has provided warm beds, nutritious food, and a place of safety for thousands of men, women, and children looking to overcome poverty and homelessness. They start by extending a welcoming hand and helping to meet their immediate needs, food, shelter, and clothing. From there, they offer them a new foundation for their lives through Christ and life-changing programs that move them toward physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. While serving with City Union Mission, we were able to help make baby baskets, clean, and help with the process of distributing food. City Union Mission has a shelter for women and families. We were also served at by cleaning, washing walls, and helping with donations and painting.
Now Julianne and Rayleigh are going to come up and do a magic trick.
The theme for the week's devotionals and chapel time was called Unbelievable. Through videos of a magician named Harris, we learned how our senses can only take us so far. What we believe informs what we experience. Okay, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Take that card off and look at it. Put it back. That's fine. Okay. Do you see your card?
Yes.
Do you still see your card?
Yes.
Is Is it still there?
Yes.
Is it still there?
Yes.
Is this your card?
We would like to thank each and every one of you who prayed for us and invested in the mission. We hope you enjoy the following video that demonstrates what the Lord has done with your obedience and ours.
Yeah. This on? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be reading Colossians 3, 1 through 4. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory.
Cody was our superb scripture reader on the trip. Could always count on him having some animation behind it. I don't know if you noticed that in the videos. Anyway, I am going to summarize our trip by just reading day 5 of our morning devotional to you, and then finishing that Colossians scripture as we close. Wayne Rice tells a story of a college student who was struggling in many areas of his life. He spent a great deal of his time feeling angry and frustrated. When he could stand it no longer, he went to the dimly lit and seldom used chapel on campus. There, he would pace up and down the aisles, slapping the back of the empty pews. He yelled, he cried, and he raged at God. God, you created the world. What could you possibly have been thinking? Look at the problems people face. Look at the pain. Look at the suffering. At hunger. Look at the neglect. The waste, the abuse. Everywhere I look, I see messed up people, hurting people, lonely people. The young man ranted and raved on and on until finally, exhausted, he sat in the front pew and looked hopelessly at the cross. Its tarnished surface reflected the dusty sunlight filtering in through the stained glass windows. It's all such a pathetic mess. The world you created is nothing but a terrible, terrible mess. Why, even I could have made a better world than this one. At that very moment, the young man heard a voice in the silence of that dusty chapel that made his eyes open wide and his jaw drop. And that's exactly what I created you to do. That's exactly what we were created to do. We were created to make this a better world. It's easy to identify problems that exist all around us. And sometimes we wonder why God doesn't solve them all for us. But that's why God created the church. That's why God put you here at this particular time and in this particular place. He has gifted you and given you the power by the Holy Spirit to make a difference in the world, to be his light shining in this darkness. God has commissioned the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a broken world. That's why we're called the body of Christ. The only question now is, when you go back home, when you go back to work, when you go back to school, when you go back into the community, leaving here today, will you get involved? Will you seek where God is working and join him in it? Or will it just be all about you? Will you forget all that God has already done in Jesus Christ? That scripture from Colossians concludes by saying, and starting in verse 12, since God chose you, us, to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves in tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. We are not perfect. And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember that God forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as representatives of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. God, we thank you that you invite us into a daily encounter of your presence, that we would be consumed by your holy fire in such a way that it purifies our own hearts that are selfish in their own rights, but selfless when cloaked by your Spirit. So we pray even in this moment this morning that you would eradicate the things within us that we seek for our own ambition. Orient us to the truth that we would live our lives as an offering to you today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.